outlay was 27 and 8 million dollar damage downtown. Of course, we went into a complete rehab situation, an overhaul of the city, streets as well as buildings. Mm. And of course, it's pretty nice to see. I'd like for you to see that mm-hmm. before we leave here. And with what insurance we had and what grants we were able to obtain, it was really a godsend in the well, even far as the storm is concerned. Mm-hmm. Because some of the buildings were really obsolete and needed a complete overhaul. And we just practically renewed the town. You wouldn't have known it if you'd seen it before or now.
Are there things of historical interest here?
Yes, there is. We have the Speaker of the House, the Bankhead, as you recall, and John Bankhead, who was Speaker of the House, and all you call that up in history.
I don't.
And you speak of Bankhead Highway, who was what was named after him. Hmm. This was his home. This is also the home of Tallulah Bankhead. You heard of Tallulah?
I've heard of Tallulah, yes.
And then we have those two of historic interest. And then we have what they call the Cedar Mill. This mill is, if I would remember the year, is approximately 160 years old, and it's still standing. It's a very beautiful thing.
It's the what? What mill?
It's called, it's a regular big mill. It's a dam, say, where you used to grind mill and flour mm-hmm. in the olden days. And this mill has been standing, I'm going to quote, roughly 155 mm-hmm. or 60 years. It's really a lot of interest. You have lots of, lots of them. You have several antebellum homes here. But, it's 125, 130 years old. Mm-hmm. And quite a few places of interest. They never really pushed the issue as far as we'll say transit's a concern by any type of advertising. This is a home of so-and-so, the mm-hmm. Bankheads mm-hmm. and what have you. Why, I don't know, but no signs, no nothing, unless you just knew that mm-hmm. This was their home. And of course, the only thing I know was after they taken it down, and I don't know why they did it, but where Tallulah was married on the balcony of the home here, mm-hmm. there's a big sign there, and they've kept that intact for quite a while, but they've done away most of it. Tallulah was with lots of people was very popular, but here they just she's just Tallulah, period. They didn't give her a thought, you know. But
I didn't even know she came from the South.
This is home of all the Bankheads,
uh-huh. and
so they were quite well known throughout the entire nation, and all of them in politics mm-hmm. down through the years. And so of course we had to speak of the House, and of course it. During the life of Roosevelt, when Bankhead died, he was a funeral by the way, at our church, First United Methodist Church. Mm. And this dome and this church, which is a historic site, this church is 64 years of age. Mm. And it's been built, this is the fifth time. And the dome in this church was given by Musgrove, a fellow by the name Musgrove, who was in the realty business back in those days. And he was a big broker. And well healed financially and died a pauper. And this dome was imported from Europe in here. It's one of the prettiest domes you ever want to see in a church. And in fact, it's been this knowingly to be such, according to the statistic, there's not another like it in the United States. Mm. It's real beautiful. And it's white marble. The building itself, and it was recently overhauled, we overhauled this church. 2 years ago. We spent $500,000 on it. And mm-hmm. refinishing the dome out, cleaning everything, and changing out a lot of the classrooms and Sunday school classes, etc. And installed elevators in the church, which is a 3 flights. And it's a beautiful church. Mm-hmm. There's several places that be quite interesting to see. Mm-hmm. And you have, which is over just into. This is in Winston County, but we always claim it.